And good Saturday morning, and welcome into a very busy Saturday morning along the Great Gulf Coast. Got lots of fishing rodeos to talk about today and other events. And I got to tell you, today's a special day for this radio show. On this day, 35 years ago, I hosted the first Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network broadcast. The year was 1989, and we'll be looking back and telling you about some other things that happened that year, and I'd love for you to tell me, what year did you start listening to this program? You can text that to me along with your comments, your questions, your fishing reports. Also, maybe your most memorable moment, a show that you really just kind of stands out in your mind, something that we talked about on this program, and when. That number is 504-260-1870. It comes right here real time into the studio. Sorry we can't take pictures, but your texts are welcome. 504-260-1870. Now, today, of course, is a big day for those of you who are listening and getting ready to compete in the nation's oldest fishing rodeo, dating back to 1928 when it started. I'm talking about the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. We'll have some highlights from the little island that is now swollen up with anglers and tourists this weekend. And another event that's going on, not quite as large and as old, but an institution down in Venice, Louisiana, the Faux Pas Fishing Rodeo, also going on the other side of the state. Now, last week's Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo that was on Dauphin Island was very successful, had a lot of big fish, had a great turnout, had pretty decent weather. And there was a very pleasant surprise in one of its many categories. I'll tell you about the Alabama Coastal Flounder Rebound. That is some really good news. Now, this week, we don't have a bad boy of the outdoors feature, but we will have a bad girl feature, which it's not extremely rare, but it's still uncommon. And we'll tell you about a one-woman speckled trout wrecking crew who said, "Damn the new regulations, I want my trout." We'll tell you her story. Also, lots of live fishing reports from our staff of professional guides, anglers, marina operators who are out there helping you locate and catch the fish. We're going to say a sad goodbye to an incredible longtime fisherman and one of the biggest fans of this show for a long, long time, the passing of Dutch Prager. We'll talk to you about that. Also, we've got the Coastal Marine forecast for you, and if you are headed out today looking at the radar, I got some light showers off the Mississippi Gulf Coast, otherwise very light patchy rain, but it could be a coming 50% chance of rain along the Gulf Coast. You're either going to get rain or you're not where you are. That's been the case pretty much all week. Wind-wise, you're looking at offshore winds 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 2-foot seas. That's some good conditions for offshore. Exactly same conditions for tomorrow. And on the interior lakes and bays, today it's a little bit lighter. It's going to be 6 to 12 knots, and also 6 to 12 tomorrow on the interior lakes and bays. Tidal range, a little above average, about a 0.6, and the Mississippi River sitting there at 6.1 and steady. Looks like we're not going to have any major high river this particular summer. All right, we got a lot to talk about, you and I. We got fishing reporters coming up. We're going to start off with Robbie Campo. We talked to Darrell Carpenter. He's in the midst of all that activity going on in Grand Isle. Mike Gallo is going to join us. And Brendan Bayard with the paddling report, talking about some demo days and some of his plans for a freshwater kayak trip. All right, we'll be back to do it right after this three-minute pause. Year again was 1989, and there was a huge blackfin tuna caught in May of that year, 34.25 pounds, caught by Thomas Harrell. Lots of other highlights of 1989, the year this particular radio show started, and we're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
And we head on down to Campo's Marina in Shell Beach and say good morning to Robbie Campo. Robbie, been a kind of off and on rainy week, some thunderstorms and stuff out there, but otherwise conditions look pretty good. How's the fishing been?
Well, you know, Don, this past week, the fishing has been spectacular, man. It's been as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Thursday and Friday, we had that kind of neat tide, but we had those two tide days. But for the most part, you know, tide's going to pick back up today. I think we got right around a foot, but man, the fishing has just been, it's been pretty hot. Missed a go from the backside of the dam going all to the long rocks has been good. A lot of pick-throughs in them. Can't do nothing about pick-throughs, but that's just the way it is at this time of the year. On the Black Bay side, if you was going out of Delacro this morning over around that Iron Bank, Stone Island area, Battledore has been good. If you're going out toward the islands, has been good. Starting to see a few redfish show up in the lake here, which we haven't seen any movement on redfish here in a hot minute. But we're starting to see some redfish showing up in the pilings at the Old Navy base here in the front. So we got things happening, Don. We just need people to fish. We haven't been getting any rain until late in the days, late in the evening, after right around when we're closing. So for the most part, it's been sunny pretty much during the day. Weatherman kind of messed us up a little bit this week, talking about the 70 and 80 and 90% chance of rains. But I tell you, Don, we didn't get it until late in the evening. So if that still holds true for today, I think we're supposed to have less rain today than we had in the last couple of days. So maybe it might not happen until this evening again if we get any showers at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's according to the forecast. And the next week is supposed to be a whole lot better, getting back a little bit more normal. But you're right. It's been hit and miss showers. And usually when you get them, I mean, there's been some pretty rough storms with some winds inside of it. But for the most part, it's pop-up showers, rains a little bit, light rain, and then goes away. So it's just dealing with, we remember it's old-time summertime weather, southeast winds for the most part. And, got high temperatures, but that rain sure feels good sometimes when it gets up into the mid-90s, and then you get that little cooling effect from the rain. And a lot of times, people this time of the year, when it doesn't get dark till late, if you get that late evening shower right after that, man, the water slicks off, the temperature drops, and some people hook up the boat and head down there, leave work a little bit early and get an afternoon fishing trip in.
Well, we've been seeing that, Don, people fishing in the evenings more than, more than normal. If you want to go do that and you want to get out in the evening time, usually you have a falling tide around that evening, around that 3 o'clock area going to dark, you start getting in a falling tide. So, it makes things a little bit interesting. I mean, you go out there and you catch, but I've seen people just been going around here and, between the dam and Lake Barn and whatever, and putting a little mix box together in the evening time also. So, I see no reason that you can't come out today and come catch you some fish. I mean, it's as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Again, we do have a lot of pick-throughs to go through. Plenty of white trout showed up, Don. I know a lot of people like to fish these white trout. It's a thing now. I mean, it was as it wasn't before. It's starting to be a thing now with trout limits, being 13 inches and, only 15, and, white trout you can keep all you want. So I see people start to trend over to that and start to fish white trout over in that Morgan Harbor area out there by Dry Bread Island, Comfort Island. We're starting to see a lot of white trout show up on top of those oyster reefs over there. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to go do that, that's always available. And they're catching them right here by the dam. You don't have to run that far. You can go fish right here by the Hopedale Dam, and you can catch all you want there, too. Don, I wanted to tell you, I got my turkey call from Wingbone. Ed Miller sent me my turkey call. I got it. That is a work of art. I never saw one of those things before until I pulled it out of that envelope. And it is a true work of art. That is I played with it a little bit. I YouTubed how to use it, because you could YouTube anything nowadays. And I got a Yelp down with it, but I tell you, that thing is amazing. It's an incredible piece of work, and you would never believe that using the wing of a turkey could make a call that would, that people would use. And as it's a work of art. That's all I could say.
Yeah, well, that was what they used before commercial production of regular plastic and, rubber turkey calls and slates and all the things, the mouth, the diaphragm calls, all the stuff you got now. That's what they used. And my bucket list is to kill a turkey using only that call. And like you, I got it down to a couple of different types of Yelp. But as far as some of the other stuff, I can cluck by mouth, so I don't need to do that. But he's a real craftsman, Wingbone. He's actually an artist in what he does, and he makes a great call. And that's something you can treasure and pass it down to your family for a long, long time.
Well, you know, Don, I'm the only one that turkey hunts in my, out my gang, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with it one day. But
well, speaking of turkey hunting, none
of my kids do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody would be interested in it. Anyway, speaking of turkey hunting, I know you are a big fan of hunting those Osceolas in Florida. I don't know if you heard about that big bust that they made out there. There was a turkey hunting scheme involving Osceola turkeys. They're going to be my bad boys next week. I don't know if you got wind of that.
Yeah, putting Rio Grandes in a place of Osceolas. Is that the one you're talking about?
They were actually breeding domestic turkeys, you know, with the Osceolas to make them look like Osceolas. And then they were selling hunts for $3,000 to people to kill a tame bird. And they got busted.
Yeah, so I did see something about that, Don. And you know, it's a shame what great lengths people will go through to make some money. And and for people that don't know any better, I saw one video where a guy was shooting a bourbon red. You know what I mean? And I'm like, when did we get into shooting tame birds? And there's all different kinds of types of turkeys, but I mean, inside of a high fence and you're going to go shoot a bourbon red turkey, I don't know. That's just, that's not my cup of tea. So
I don't know. And you know, the really sad part about it is there's people who include that bird in their grand slam. And now that's going to, you know, I guess you'd say it would take away their grand slam because it's not a true Osceola they killed.
You know, absolutely. You know, Don, and people need to be crucified to the cross, I think, for that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, because that's stealing from people. And look,
well,
money's tight yet
also,
nowadays, and you spend that kind of money to go turkey hunting, and I think you ought to be able to hunt the right thing and not get duped and go and shoot something that's not a true Osceola.
Yeah, and then they get loose, and then they compromise the whole species. You know, they could actually, you know, breed out the natural species of Osceola turkeys. It's serious, and I think these four guys are going to pay the price, and I'm going to talk more about them next week. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, my friend, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir, Don. Talk to you next Saturday, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back, got some text messages in, talking about our 35th anniversary of the radio show, 504-260-1870, and we're back right after this. All right, the year was 1989. We started this network show after I had worked a few years doing local radio, and then we combined it into a network broadcast, and it goes on today after 35 years. Back in 1989, by the way, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish won 34-21. They beat the West Virginia Mountaineers to win the national championship to Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That happened in 1989. Also going on in 1989, in fact, it's been going on since 1928, the oldest fishing tournament in the United States. I'm talking about the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. It has gone on this weekend. And if you're headed down that way, looks like the weather forecast is pretty good. Hope you get you a big tarpon or get on the board in some form or fashion. Now, down in Venice, the Faux Pas Rodeo is going on, too. Now, the Faux Pas Rodeo was formed, as I remember, many years ago. They were catching a lot of fish in Venice for the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, and they wouldn't give them an alternate weigh station in Venice, to where people who fished out of Venice could weigh their fish there, and then the results would be phoned over to Grand Isle. They wanted them to come to the island, so they said, well, the heck with this, and they started their own rodeo, and it's become a big, successful rodeo. Faux Pas is the name of it, and it's going on this weekend. And they had earlier this week, they put on a great program. It's Wish to Fish, and they take some kids fishing with some of the guides down there. It's a great opportunity. And now, last week, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo took place, and we got some really good results. This is, I believe, the second oldest. This one was 91 years going on, the 91st Deep Sea Rodeo is held down there at on the coast of Alabama. And one of the really fish species that turned out in a lot of numbers was the flounder. Dr. Sean Powers, who was the head rodeo judge, said, you know, about 5 years ago, they were really getting low on flounder. They had like 24 flounder that came in to be weighed in. This year, they're weighing in over 100. And they attribute the result of the comeback of the flounder along the Alabama coast. They did some actual flounder stockings of some fingerlings. In 2019, they reduced their limits to 5 fish with a 14-inch minimum. And they institute that November closure, which we have gone to here in Louisiana during the spawning season. And it looks like that combination of effort has really paid off. And the flounder population is alive and well in Alabama and many other states, too. So that's some good news from the fishing rodeo. All right, we also have another big event coming up over there in the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Billfish Limited Tournament. This is the 25th annual. It's going to be August 1st through the 4th. This is one of those big boat, big money tournaments. The entry fee is $1,750, and there's some great big payouts. All the marlin is catch and release, and it's a great event, been going on a long time, and it's one that draws a huge crowd down there at the Orange Beach. All right, something else going on I wanted to mention to you today, Bayou Outdoors, which is a nonprofit group that takes kids, underprivileged kids, on hunting and fishing trips. They're having an annual fundraiser later on this evening from 4 to 8 p.m. They're going to have a shrimp boil. You go down there and buy a shrimp plate for $20. Going to have some door prizes, and the money all goes to benefit taking disadvantaged kids into the outdoors. It's going to be at the Berwick Civic Center. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you're looking to pick up a meal or go down there and participate in the festivities, that's put on by Bayou Outdoors. And it's a group we've worked with Bayou Wild Television to actually put some of those trips on video and capture them just like we do with Hunt of a Lifetime. By the way, we've got another Hunt of the Lifetime feature coming up. Labor Day, we're going to be fishing with Captain Jeremy down there at Stillwell Charters on the Mississippi coast for another tarpon trip. So very interesting how those trips always seem to turn out well. All right, we got a break to take. We come back, I'm going to get to some of your text messages. Thank you for sending them in about your memories and when you started listening to this program. 504-260-1870. More fishing reports to talk about and a bad girl of the outdoors. It's all still to come on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, August of 1989, Chad L. Valley caught the number one Atlantic spade fish in the Louisiana record book, a 10.31-pound Atlantic spade fish. And, of course, we started this radio program the last week in July of that same year, 1989, and it's been on ever since. We're asking you for some of your memories, or when did you start listening? Our text line, 504-260-1870. I'll get to some of those texts, but first, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And one of our texters says they have been listening for the entire stretch, missed the Thursday evening shows. Yeah, at one time I was doing a Thursday night outdoor show on our flagship station, WWL, 870 AM out of New Orleans. Went away, I think it was about 1990, I can't remember, maybe around 1999. And it was the idea was to get you ready for the weekend with some of the live fishing reports and issues. And that show is no longer on, but yeah, I got good memories from it. And here's the Steel Man reporting from Gaydon. Big Burr, H-Dog, Master Prepper, Poppy, and the Steel Man. What a crew that is. They're planning repairs on the Duck Lease boat shed today. Poppy cooked excellent pork steak and gravy last night. Ooh, yeah. Happy hunting. Yeah, well, we're all getting ready. Teal season not that far away in September. Here's one from the Big Bassin Man, Big Man Bassin from Mandeville. Congratulations on the past 35 years. I have enjoyed all of them. Keep up the great work and tight lines. Well, thank you for that, Big Man. And here's one that says, Don, I've probably been listening for about 5 years, but been listening to the outdoor show in one form or another since before Frank Davis. Yeah, wow, that goes way back. Frank Davis was a friend of mine and actually preceded me on the radio program and also television. Here's one that says, I've been listening since I took up fishing again in 2017 and have enjoyed every show I've caught. Always enjoy the Robbie Campo segment. The most memorable show was the replay of the April Fool's show when you pretended to try out as a country singer. Yeah, we just did a replay of that, you know, on April. I had an April Fool's show we did in, I think it was 1991, and I had a tape of when I went up to one of the expos where they taped recordings of songs, and I recorded Wasting Away in Margaritaville and told the audience on April Fool's I was going to be leaving to go try out in Nashville to become a singer. And some of the people bought it. It was an extremely funny show. Thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Here's one that says, I don't recall the exact year, but in 1989, that really cold winter spell, we were hunting deer in Wilkinson County, freezing in the truck on the way to the stand as we heard the show start. Yeah, there was a serious freeze in the winter of 1989. It killed hundreds of thousands of fish. As I remember, the temperature dropped out very quickly, and a lot of the speckled trout, redfish, and other saltwater fish didn't have time to get out into deeper, warm water, and it devastated the fish population. But it just took a couple of years, and it rebounded better than ever, proving to me at that time that, you know, Mother Nature, you know, has its ups and downs and takes a big toll, but it comes back, and they certainly did, came back stronger than ever. Here's one that says, I started listening to you while you first came on the air. Would that be 1989? Yeah, 1989 is when we started this program, 5 to 7 Network Show. Started it on a station I was flagshipping out of WSLA, out of Slidell, put it on the network. Moved the flagship station to a station, Cajun 103 FM, which is not on the air anymore, and then eventually brought it to WWL as the flagship. And I've had various affiliate stations over the year. But, yeah, that's when we started this program. It was 1985 when I first started doing radio, and that was on a 250-watt station in Covington, Louisiana, which is also no longer there. That's something I outlast some of the radio stations. Here's one that said, 1989, the year of the greatest freeze when the bays froze. Laundry has it right diversions or need bad. Your text kind of got chopped up there. I'm not sure what the rest of that said. Here's one that says, happy anniversary, Don. Tom and I know who this is, have many fond memories of visiting with you at Sweet Things before you went to do your show on Saturday mornings. We were fans from the day you started and never miss a show. Congratulations, Tom and Raynell. Thank you, Tom and Raynell. Glad to know you're out there listening. And, yeah, I got great memories. They owned Sweet Things and Grill, one of the best donut shops in Metairie. And I would stop there before the show. We'd do a little pre-show talk with some of the regulars there who were sitting at the counter. I'd pick up some donuts and take them to share with the staff at the station. Of course, now we broadcast from St. Hubert's Cathedral. Been doing this for almost probably a decade or longer from my own studio here on the North Shore. Thanks again. Great to hear from you, Tom and Raynell. All right, we'll get back to some more of your text messages, 504-260-1870. More fishing reports, stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning, 5 to 7. Been doing it now 35 years, and we're back to do more right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're looking back to the year 1989, the year we started this show. There was also a major tragedy. If you recall, the Exxon Valdez oil tanker ran aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, causing a large oil spill. And I started going to Alaska in 2004, which was quite a few years after the spill, and they were still talking about some of the after effects they were still living with from that. But by now, I think that's pretty much all been cleared up. But that was quite a disaster, 1989. And getting back to our text message board, let's see. We have Captain Ross L. His fishing this week was limited. The weather kind of got in the way, but the trips he did get out was good. Going to Dulac today to try his luck over there again. And we're hearing from the Worm, who says, good morning, 1989, he was 23. His first son was born, and there was no such thing as text. No, this was way before Internet. Every show has been a pleasure. My favorite is the first time you read my first text. Well, glad to do that for you, Worm, and thanks for being a loyal listener. Here's one says, Don, started listening to you when you left Dogree Alley shooting them bluebills and sawbills. I was northeast of you next to the meat hole. It was the good old days. Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Yeah, I used to hunt Dogree Alley in Lacombe. That was one of my first leases I hunted on and been moving around ever since. Good memory. Thanks for that, Big Mike on the Bayou. Here's Jared the kayaker on the West Bank. He's been catching some bull sharks in the Myrtle Grove main canal at night. Oh, thanks for that report. Yeah, bull sharks are on the move. I did some bull shark fishing last Sunday. You're going to see a Tigers in the Wild feature on Bayou Wild TV with a very, very high-profile tight end named Mason Taylor. We took him out with Captain Mackey with Wicked Fishing Charters. We had a weather delay. We had to wait it out. Caught two huge garfish and one small bull shark. And you'll get to hear Mason Taylor's story and his love of the outdoors on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. All right, here's one that says, Lafitte LT, he's been listening steadily since 2004. That makes you a 20-year listener, LT. Thanks to the app, he listened from Costa Rica last week and Orange Beach today. Great tuna and sailfish in Costa Rica and the Bama Red Snapper Limits for his wife's birthday on Thursday. Thanks for what you do. Congratulations on the 35 years. Hope you have at least 35 more. Well, we're not sure about that. Take care. That's from good friend Lafitte LT. Here's one that says, look at the levees in Plaquemines. They were 3 to 4 feet in 40s and 50s. After blocking all the freshwater bayous, now they're 16 to 18. And we have Big, let's see, he says, what's up, Big Don? I know who that is. That's Toby. He's headed to the Wrigley's with flatfish on his mind. That would be the flounder. Happy anniversary, brother. My dad would have you on in the truck when you first started. Brings back good memories of all the hunting, fishing trips we had. Yeah, I'm on second and third generation listeners now. Can't tell you how many people said they started listening with their dad in the truck on the way when the dad was taking them fishing as a kid. Here's one. It's a happy anniversary. Been listening since 1989. Wake up every Saturday morning just to listen. And this one says, as a lifelong listener to WWL, I actually remember when this new guy, Don Dubuque, took over the Saturday morning outdoor show while I was heading into my junior year of college. I listened sporadically through the years until around 2017 when it became part of my Saturday morning routine. My most memorable would be more along the lines of being with my late papa and late father riding in the truck, heading to the launch and listening to your show. Good times. Of course, another highlight was meeting you over that pot of coon and rooster stew my team was making at the Boucherie. Take care, my friend. Big congratulations, and thank you to one of our Alabama listeners, David Hubble. Here's one. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. The 49ers won their third Super Bowl the year you started. I've been listening since 2000 when I moved to southeast Louisiana. Pear canning weekend going on in Hammond. That's from old man Sam. And another text says, a beautiful morning from Ohio. I started listening around 15 years ago. I lived in the lower nine and always could never find that Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. God bless Justin, drumming with the Angels. Yeah, we miss Justin, was a regular listener. He would check in with us. He lived in the inner cities of New Orleans in an area called Gentilly, and he talked about the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge or Preserve, where he would observe birds and occasional wildlife that would wander into his yard. And Justin passed away a couple years ago, and we certainly miss him. Here's one says, happy anniversary. I've been listening since 1996. Your trivia questions were always a challenge. Thanks for the memories. That's Jerry from Kenner. Yeah, we used to do outdoor trivia on this show where we would ask questions and we would award prizes to winners, and that all went away for two reasons. One, the lawyers got involved and it became too complicated to award prizes. And the other thing was, with the advent of the Internet, you could almost Google anything, so it didn't require you to have knowledge of something to be able to answer the question. So it was a lot of fun, but it's one of the things of the past, outdoor trivia. All right, Steel Man, back with us. He says, congratulations on the 35 years. He found the show while he was looking for Louisiana outdoor content to listen to while he was working in Kazakhstan 3 years ago. He looks forward to each Saturday morning since. And we're glad to have you with us, Steel Man. And yet another says, I've been listening since you used to have Captain D. Gohagan on, and he did reports. Yeah, that's been a while, and Captain D. did some good fishing reports. Haven't seen D. in a while. I have to get in touch with him. And we get a happy anniversary from a couple of loyal listeners, Chris and Therese. Teresa from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Thanks to you guys for being there, too. All right, we'll be back with more of these. Also a report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's in the middle of all that stuff going on in Grand Isle called an International Tarpon Rodeo. His report is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been fortunate enough to fish there 12 months a year. He gets to enjoy the island. Darrell, what's going on? How's it shaping up down there this year?
Well, Don, you know, I mean, you can tell there's a little more traffic on the island than usual. But, I mean, other than that, it's kind of like what you've already heard. I mean, the fishing's been great. The fishing's been on fire. It's just whether or not you can find them or sit down on them and develop an attack plan before the storms run you away. So, you just got to go in between the storms. You got to plan your day to where you've got an escape route or somewhere to hide. And one of them catches you because some of them have been really good with a bunch of lightning and wind in them. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been fairly decent. I mean, the rain's kept the temperature down. It's been enjoyable to fish the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Of course, the debauchery is starting. It's nothing like what it used to be. The theme of the Tarpon Rodeo has changed somewhat with the change of ownership over at Grand Isle Marina and, you know, the pavilion being right there. It's much more of a family or Christian atmosphere. So there's not a whole lot of the public display of Mardi Gras that it used to be. But
I think Barty was the best word to describe what used to go on there, and it was kind of taking the rodeo down, getting a bad reputation. But yeah, all that has changed now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, most definitely. In fact, I've heard that the new owner over there at Grand Isle Marina has dedicated himself to where it won't get back to where it got out of hand when the state police pretty much had to invade it. But, like I said, you can tell there's increased traffic on the island. Of course, a lot of the locals, unless you're involved in a retail business, a lot of the locals do Grand Isle like the locals in New Orleans do Mardi Gras. They rent the house out and get out of the way for a little while, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Darrell, have you been fishing beachside or backside of the island or both?
A little bit of both, Don, and there's really some good fish on the beach. I've seen and heard some reports of just very consistent catches for the beach fishermen, for the waders off of the Elmer's Island. You know, they've got the shuttle that runs over there. You park your car in a dedicated, you park your vehicle in a dedicated parking area, and they've got a couple of shuttles that run you to the beach and cater to you. But I've heard of some really good catches coming off of that beach in the last few weeks. We've done a little bit of both. The storms have almost had a pattern to them, like I'm looking at this morning on the radar. They're starting in the west and moving toward us. So we haven't done a whole lot of running all the way over toward that Fouchon Timberlier area, simply because 90% of the time, last couple of weeks, you wake up in the morning and those are covered with storms. So, we haven't spent a lot of time on that beach. We've spent a lot of time over, between Fort Bayou and the Empire area. The Grand Terre area, those spots. And look, they're all full of fish. Now those beaches can be a little bit different than the Grand Isle Beach. I mean, than the Fouchon area beach. The Fouchon area beach seems to, for some reason or another, bring in a lot of bigger fish. When you hit the beach over toward the east, the fish just aren't as big, but Lord, they're plentiful. So there's a whole lot of catching throwbacks and sending them back. There's a whole lot of moving around when you get tired of feeding throwbacks to dolphins. But yeah, catching a box of fish has not been hard the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's great. What would be your redfish report? Are you hearing anything from Caminata Bay? You know, we got the ride the bull. It's still a few weeks away, but people are getting antsy and talking about it. Do you think the timing will be right for the big bulls to come in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bulls are going to have to tell us, but I mean, I have heard of a couple of bull reds being caught in the past as recently, like in the last week or so. It's almost like a few of them are starting to stick their head in and show up. The complaint that you're getting there is so many sharks. I mean, there's a whole lot of sharks involved. So the bulls are still in. The bull sharks are still in. The bull redfish seem to be just starting to poke their head in the past and show up. So hopefully when they get ready to have that tournament here in a couple of weeks, it'll be loaded up and ready. Of course, we're fixing to start another tide cycle, so that'll get some bait moving around. And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, some of that bait's going to start migrating out that pass.
All right, Darryl, somebody wants to get a hold of you and take them fishing, you can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check availability for dates.
Sure, they can always pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. And Don, in this situation we're in this country right now, there's a whole lot of open days with not just me, but a lot of other guys. There's a whole lot of open days, so those calls are much more appreciated than they are some other days.
Well, let's put these guys to work. Thanks for the report, as always, Darryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, coming back after this with hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And it's our 35th anniversary show. We started this program back in 1989, and I am overwhelmed with the amount of text messages that are coming in with some really good memories and compliments on the show. We really appreciate that. If you want to send us a text, it's 504-260-1870. I had the opportunity yesterday to meet with a reporter, Mike Smith, and photographer Chris Granger from the Times-Picayune Advocate, and they're going to be doing a story on my 35th anniversary and radio career. It should be in the newspaper next week.
All right. In fact, let's get to some of those text messages right now, and this one says, congrats from Airline Park. You have gone far. Yeah, that was the little playground where I grew up playing ball, and I got some great friends that still go there, and we had a dedication. In case you didn't hear, if you're familiar with that area, Chick Kaplan, who was the founder, the gym was dedicated in his name. Here's one that says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 1998. Enjoy the news and info you report. Keep it up and good health to you. Can't wait for Ride the Bull getting back in the yak. Keep on paddling. Yeah, we're going to be involved by Bayou Wild TV, that is, in Ride the Bull. Chris LeCocq is going to document the capture of some broodstock of redfish that are going to be donated to Recreational Fishing Research Institute. Those fish, we're going to take them to a fish hatchery in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, where the fingerlings, the spawn, will be introduced back into Louisiana. It'll be the first redfish stocking in Louisiana, and we're going to document it on Bayou Wild TV. So tune it in for a future episode. We got that was from the Lafayette Yacker. He's back in heaven with his Boudin. Yeah, you've been out of town. Welcome back, Yacker. Dixie Ranch Wildlife Management Club. They've been listening and enjoying your company at the camp. Come see us again. Yeah, I got to do that. Sometime this hunting season, I'm going to drop in there and spend some time with y'all at the Dixie Ranch. Great group of people. Tim and Gonzalez, he's been listening since 2 months before Katrina. I remember that for sure. Here's one says, I used to share fishing reports to Jimmy Dixon when he would give the fishing report to Bob Del Giorno. Big mistake. Why was it a big mistake? More to that story. Here's one says, your first WW years were in AM radio, not till after Katrina. FM came along. No, Worm, the FM's been around a lot longer than that. It's been AM, FM ever since I've been on. Here's one says, you're playing Reveille was the wake-up call for me and my friends while fishing Chandelier Island off of headboats out of Biloxi. Thanks for that memory. Here's one says, thanks for your show in promoting the Cajun invasion. My brother and I went to Alaska and had the trip of a lifetime. We're forever grateful. P.S., we're both Rummel graduates. Raider pride. Yeah, the Cajun invasions to Alaska, South Dakota, and Arkansas. We did many, many of them and broadcast a show from Alaska and some of those other obscure places. Tim in Pascagoula says, happy 35th. I've been listening many years. You're the trusted voice. This one says, been listening as long as your show has been on Talk 106.5 in Mobile. Love the show. Yeah, we've got a great listening audience on WAVH. FM Talk 106.5, Sean Sullivan, he also does a local outdoor show there. Sean's a very good broadcaster himself, and they got a great little station, one of the great radio stations in Mobile, Talk 106.5. Here's one that says, can't remember the first time I listened, but it was on the houseboat in Flat Point. The favorite was when Latte and I came to a show at one of your anniversary shows. That's from my buddy Dean, and of course, Latte is the sister of my German short hair pointer, Smokey, and they do very well hunting together, and we're looking forward to another season not too far off. Here's a question. Are croaker fillets good bait for flounder? Yes, indeed. They would be good, along with many other things for the bottom-feeding flounders. All right, we're going to get back to as many of your text messages as we can. Keep them coming, 504-260-1870. And when I come back, we're going to talk to Mike Gallo. The passing of a longtime fan of this show, a great fisherman and a founder of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club, and a heck of a good guy, Dutch Prager, one of Mike Gallo's friends as well as a customer. We'll talk to Mike about Dutch and bring back some memories right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana is a presentation of CETO. That's the group for $249 a year. You get a membership to bring you unlimited fuel drops, jumpstart those electrical problems, whatever it's going to take to get you back safely to your dock, CETO is there. They're like AAA on the water, and what they're really offering, peace of mind for you and your loved ones. It's one phone call away to Captain Chris. Take this number down, 504-301-4545. Or if you prefer to do it the easy way, just get on your computer or your iPhone and go to CETO.com. And you'll get signed up. Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, this is a sad time, and I'm getting people who are texting me. They're hearing the news about the passing of a very good friend of ours and yours, Dutch Prager. He was a longtime listener of this program. He listened to us religiously every Saturday morning. He was one of the last people that used to send me letters, actual handwritten letters with stamps on an envelope. And then finally he mastered the email, and he's been sending me emails ever since. He was a founder of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club. He was a very successful businessman. He was a World War II veteran and just a heck of a great guy, and I know you're going to miss him. Tell the people about your relationship with Dutch Prager.
Well, Don, I started fishing with Dutch Prager right after Hurricane Katrina. We fished a couple of years together. We probably fished five or six times a year. And then Al Calabrese, who's a friend as well, came along and he fished with me. And Al always fished by himself. And Dutch, even, I guess that's 14, 15 years ago, even at 14 or 15 years ago, Dutch would have partners that couldn't make the trip. And Dutch would tell me, hey, I can't fish by myself. I can't afford it. I said, Dutch, you just come along and don't worry about the money. Let's go. And I took him, but I really didn't like going by myself and Dutch. If something were to happen, I need to be able to operate the boat and get us back to safety. And if I needed somebody else to tend to him, whatever the case may be, I just didn't feel safe with just he and I. At his, you know, he was young back then, 82 or so. Anyway, I put Al and Dutch together, and I think that was a blessing for all of us because Al would drive, and he would bring Dutch fishing, and they became real good friends, and we fished more often. We fished once a month. So that lasted for quite some time, I would say, until Dutch got to be about 90, and then he started shying away from the very cold months, January, February, March, and he would stay away from the hot months, July, August. So we fished the better times of the year to go, but always had good trips, great conversation. Like you said before, a long list of accomplishments, along with being a great guy. And, you know, we both have a deep love for fishing the marsh. So it was easy for us to connect on more than a, you know, charter captain and a client relationship. We got to be close, called each other for birthdays. I brought him cake on several occasions. We celebrated his 90th birthday in the marsh, and I made a cake for him. So, just a special guy, and he'll be sadly missed.
Yeah, Dutch was 99 years old. We had some special planning for his 100th birthday, which would have been this coming January. And you know, the thing about fishing with Dutch, a couple things. I don't think there was anyone who enjoyed just being there. It wasn't all about the fish. It was just getting there. And he really didn't care if he caught a fish or not. If he caught one, that was a bonus. If not, just spending the time in the marsh with guys like you, close friends, well, it really made his day. But, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there from fishing with older generations. I really enjoyed fishing with Dutch because of the stories he told. I mean, he was fishing those same areas you and I fished back in 1935. And to hear the stories of what fishing and life was like back then was fascinating to me. And the moral of this story is, if you get a chance to go fishing with somebody that's elderly, do it, because you can learn an awful lot from their life experience.
Oh, yeah. I heard many stories of, you know, they used block ice back then. They didn't have modern-day ice machines. So they had block ice, and they scaled all their fish. They didn't fillet them like we do. There was no such thing as an electric fillet knife. So hearing Dutch talk about, you know, we had to stop catching fish when we had 200 because it was going to take a day and a half to scale them with a spoon. So, yeah. You know, really, really sort of puts you in check with the way we do things nowadays. Heck, I'll probably clean a speckled trout in under 20 seconds and probably clean a redfish in just over 30 seconds. And yeah. Scaling them, every once in a while I'll have a customer that wants me to scale one fish. And I don't like scaling one. So can you imagine scaling 200 of them?
Yeah, life was definitely a slower pace back then. You know, Mike, right now, Chris LeCocq has posted on the Bayou Wild TV Facebook page about a five-minute clip of the TV feature we did called The Old Man in the Marsh with Dutch. And if someone wants to watch the full 30-minute version, they can go to our Bayou Wild TV YouTube page and find that. It was a great feature. It was an award-winning feature, especially because it expressed the relationship between you and Dutch, being the old man of the marsh. And I think people would enjoy seeing that. And I don't know if there's been any announcement of any services, but if you hear about that, let me know, and we can, you know, maybe put that in the internet, because I'm getting a lot of people who are hearing about it and wanting to know.
Yeah, Dutch touched a lot of lives throughout his life. I'm grateful to have had the friendship that I had with him. It'll live on with me. I went through my phone last night, and I think I had close to 200 pictures. And, you know, I got to figure out a way to get those out, because I'm sure people would like to see them. And, you know, nowadays with phones, they can capture whatever pictures we put out there. And I'm sure my wife will be able to help me with that. But we'll be sharing some pictures. Maybe we'll put them on the Bayou Wild page where more people can get to them and stay connected to such a great guy.
We'll be happy to do it. We'll talk fishing another time. Great talking about Dutch, and he's going to be missed, but certainly not forgotten. Thanks, Captain Mike. Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. That's Captain Mike Gallo. You can find him at aaofla.com, or you can find him on my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com. All right, it's time to talk paddling for your fish. We got Ride the Bull coming up. Also, the Lafayette group has a slamboree going on. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard, get an update from the paddlers right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I don't recall the year, but for several years now, we have included a paddler's report because of the popularity of kayak fishing. And it's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of a great sponsor, Massey's Outfitters. Three locations, Baton Rouge, Mid-City in New Orleans, and also on the North Shore in Covington. Best kayak fishing models, you're going to find brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Look on their website for products, and they've always got some demo days. In fact, there's a demo day scheduled where if you want to become a pro like Brendan Bayard and Eric Mohabarak, you can go try a kayak, find the one you like before you buy it. Right, Brendan?
Yes, sir. There's a demo, not this weekend, but next weekend in New Orleans on Bayou St. John, and they'll have all the models out there for you to try, and you can give it a go. You know, a lot of guys are using, you got pedal drives, you got paddles, you got trolling motors you can put on there. They make all kinds of stuff these days, so it's a brave new world. Get out in a kayak, and you can get up close and personal and catch some fish.
You got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we got now most of the rodeos, and including the CCA Star, all include categories, specific categories for kayak fishermen. And the Lafayette Kayak Club's got an event going on, a slamboree. How does that work?
That's their slam tournament. That's down in on the LA-1 corridor. I guess if the Lafayette guys usually fish Big Lake, this is them invading our territory, so you usually have a lot of Bayou Coast guys show up and fish this one. So I expect there'll be a lot of guys out there, even with Tarpon Rodeo going on. It'll be the more the merrier down there. There'll be, all kinds of people trying to probably catch fish all along the Grand Isle area. That seems to be where the fish are right now. A lot of flounder being caught right now, which is, and considering a decade ago, it's quite the bright spot, that we're seeing week in and week out fishing. Redfish has been a little bit tough, catching a lot of redfish, but they're all, 12 inches to, 16 inches, a lot of small ones in the marsh right now for whatever reason that we're finding. And then, trout are all along the beach and behind Grand Isle. But I think some of the bigger ones have moved up, kind of transitioning in. And if you go up to places like Leeville on the Oyster Flats, you might find a lone bigger fish out there kind of staging up and getting ready. For whatever reason, mid-July, you'll start seeing some of those guys move in.
That's a good tip for people fishing those tournaments. Brendan, you're going to be doing some freshwater fishing. Where are you going and what you're going to be fishing for?
I'm going to be up at 3 Mile in Port Barry. We got my parents are having their 50th anniversary today. We're celebrating their 50th anniversary today. And, it's been awesome. We want to, basically celebrate them as an extended family. And one of my aunt and uncles has a place over there, and they said, come early, help set up, and we'll put you on some fish. So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do, but we're going to go up there. And I've tinkered around up there, but I don't know the lake well enough to know what the seasonal summer pattern is, but I'm sure we'll get into them and have a good time.
Well, when you come back next time, you'll have a good report for us. Give us your scouting report on Three Mile Lake up there in Port Barry. We're interested to hear that. And congratulations to your parents. They've been married 15 years before I started this 35-year-old radio show.
Yeah, that's kind of mind-boggling when you think about, you know, how long people been together. Me and my wife have been 23 years now, so got a long ways to go to get to them.
Well, congratulations, and have a great time up there, and we'll be looking for your report when you get back.
Yes, sir. Nice talking to you today. Get out there and fish. The weather finally gave us a little break from this whole week of rain, and, you know, I think it's pretty good right now.
Sounds good, Brendan. Thank you again. And there he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. Next week, we'll hear from Captain Eric. He's always got some interesting things to talk about. All right, speaking of interesting things to talk about, we have one of our bad girls of the outdoors. Her story is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Celebrating 35 years of this show on the network today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for all your text messages. We've got one from another Alabama listener, the Backstrap Stacker. He says, you've been part of my Saturday routine since 2010. Congratulations on 35 years. And right behind that is another Alabama listener, Wingbone, the guy that makes those wonderful Wingbone turkey calls. He's congratulating us on the show. And another says, happy anniversary. I'm neither a hunter or a fisherman, but yours was the first radio show I heard when I moved to New Orleans from Los Angeles the day after May flood in 1995, just looking for that comfortable Louisiana lilt. And I'm still listening. I'll tell you, that's one of the best compliments I can get. When someone says, I'm not a hunter fisherman, I just enjoy listening to your show. That tells me a lot. That's very kind of you to say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about not our bad boy of the outdoors, a bad girl of the outdoors. It's next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are. Well, on Thursday, July 18th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries senior agents Austin Anderson and Troy Otan cited a Galliano woman for allegedly violating spotted sea trout regulations in Lafourche Parish. On patrol in Leeville, they made contact with Dina Bourne, who was having a pretty good day fishing. But it took a turn for the worse, because during their inspection, Bourne was found to be in possession of 55 speckled trout, all under the legal size of 13 inches. Of course, the limit per day per person is 15, putting Dina 40 over the limit, all illegal size. The agents seized the trout, donated them to a local charity, but not before issuing citations for possessing over 50 spotted sea trout and for possessing undersized trout that could result in a maximum fine of up to $1,300 plus another $1,593 in civil restitution for the replacement value of the fish, making a total possible fine of $2,893 and up to 120 days in women's prison for 56-year-old Dina Bourne of Galliano, Louisiana, our bad girl of the outdoors. Not that often we get a bad girl, but we get one every now and then, and Dina certainly qualifies. Got a little greedy there. All right, getting back to your text messages as we celebrate 35 years of this program. This one says, happy anniversary. Listen, since 89, at times over the years, life's challenges didn't allow me to hunt and fish, but I always had the outdoor show to look forward to. Made me feel like I was still part of what I missed so much. Congratulations and thanks, Don. Well, I really appreciate that. It makes me feel good to be able to do that for you, keep you involved in the outdoors. That's from Pat. All right, we have this one. The Bayou Liberty Bass Tournament weigh-in has been over 10 pounds. Shrimp and small pogies are in the bayou, and the fish are eating them up. The old people talked about good water brings in the fish, the bait, and then the fish and the crabs follow up Bayou Liberty. That's from our buddy Big Mike. Here's a message. Sorry to hear of Dutch Prager's passing. As a subcontractor for my company, McElroy Machine, which manufactured shrimp boat winches, Dutch introduced me to float plane fishing the Chandelier Islands. That's from Big H in Biloxi. I didn't know Dutch was a Chandelier Island flyout fisherman. No, I guess I'll learn more and more about him all the time. Bull Reds on Car Drive, eating mullets. That's from Jimmy D. Car Drive is the canal that is runs parallel to the the northern shore of Lake Pontchartrain around Slidell, and the canal actually feeds into Lake Pontchartrain. And this time of the year, as the brackish water gets a little saltier, it attracts a number of saltwater fish up into the bayou and Car Drive, which also produces some pretty good catches of freshwater fish. I've caught bass and brim and speckled trout and reds all at the same time there. Great little place. Thanks for the report, Jimmy D. And we have this one says, happy anniversary, Don. I woke up early one Saturday morning, turned on my local radio station app, and you were on. I've been listening ever since. Living in South Alabama, I grew up fishing the Tombigbee River and hunting in the woods with my dad. I thoroughly enjoy your show. That's from the Baldwin County, Alabama teacher. Well, thanks for that. We appreciate it. And here's one that says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 2020. Really enjoy your show. From Kenna, brah. Heard that expression before. And here's one from text 9330. Says, started listening early 1990s. Hunting with your brother Dave, calling from the blinds in Venice. Yeah, I do remember those days, and actually made a hunt with my brother Dave and you down there. All right, we got more of these texts coming. We got more fishing reports. I'm going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert down at the tip of the booth from Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report is next on the celebration of 35 years on the air of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit. But I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time, and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a what did I hear went on down there? They had a somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay, and they found an island, and they were going to camp on it, and they didn't secure the boat, and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat, and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
They forget about tides, huh? You know, people, they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it, and they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is, but it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah, well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment, and then go out there and just find them, you know, use the waypoints, drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go 12 Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice. And,
You're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, bucking broncos and bulls and stuff. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which category are you in?
One of the biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh? Yeah,
I used to play with that when I was young, but, man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing to me how, you know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah, what brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students and just probably had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right. Well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, you know, we'll see you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen the last 3 weeks. I hadn't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hadn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge a thunderstorm. They just little pop-ups. So you can get around them pretty easy. But it's been great. And
if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure. They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right. If you decide to get on one of those broncos, send me the video.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right. Well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to as many of your texts as we can. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. Thank you for sending them to 504-260-1870. And we're going to talk about manatees. I'm going to be doing that on a guest host program coming up Monday. I'll talk to you more about my conversation coming up with Dr. Ruth Carmichael. Have you ever seen a manatee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Gulf waters? We'll talk to her about it and let you find out more about the Manatee Sighting Network on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network coming up after this timeout. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts. And I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they are asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10. And we're also going to talk about the U.S. Secret Service at noon. Oh, joy. Looking forward to all of that. All right. I want to thank all of you who sent in your texts as we celebrate our 35th anniversary. I got some more coming in. A lot of people remembering Teofile Bourgeois, one of the famous favorite field reporters, unfortunately killed in a plane crash, much, much too young. Here's a text says, miss you playing Louisiana Saturday night. Well, if you listen when we start the show, that's been our theme song all along. That the one shot is that been listening since 1995. Thank you, one shot. Appreciate it. Snake Doctor wishing us many more years on the radio. He's enjoyed the show since 2006. Someone saying Dean is up early. LOL. Yeah, Dean is an interesting combination. When you are a professional musician and a hunter, I don't know when the guy sleeps because he has late night gigs and he answers the bell to go hunting early the next morning. That's Dean Galatas, who I bird hunt with. Great guy, great friend. All right, here's one from the Weave. He's fishing Jack Crevel this morning from the kayak. He says, let's do another 35. Well, I'm not sure we can make that. And here's another Alabama listener. My dad and uncle would play your show every weekend if we were fishing or not. Now they're both gone. And I'm playing your show while I take my kids out. Great shows. Keep it up. Hope you have many more years. Have a good day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. Here's a text from Gator Boy in Baton Rouge. Congratulations on 35 years. Been listening for about 10 years. Your interactions with Teofile will always be my favorite memories listening to the show. And a lot of people share that with you. Here's a question. Why is Louisiana known for such great seafood? Well, that's pretty obvious because we have it. And I think you're asking maybe why we have it. And, of course, it's the blend of salt, brackish, and fresh water. That combination is very nutrient and rich. And it's an estuary for many, many species, a great variety of seafood. And we are very fortunate. Here's one says, let Brandon, I guess that's Brendan, know they're only catching small reds because they heard about the size limit, too. I've seen some with their tails pointed downward. I think they're afraid of being too long. Here's one says, not a hunter or a fisherman either, but I listen every Saturday when I'm out jogging. That you read several of my texts over the years. Thank you. Congratulations. And yet another, thank you for sharing your experience with this gal. I've learned a lot about the outdoors because of the show. Glad to hear we provided that service. And here's one that says, I moved to Cutoff, Bayou Cutoff in 2005. I'll never forget tuning in the U-Haul at Jack's Exxon early Saturday morning, and all the old-timers were talking Cajun French. I'm thinking I've went and moved to a place I can't speak the language. Listening since 2008. Love the show, the people, the food. That's from the Redneck Cajun. Wishing you many more years. Hook 'em up. Jesse in Lafayette says, been a listener for 25-plus years. Remember listening with my son on the way to hunting and fishing trips. And here's one says, pretty sure I've been listening from the beginning. My favorite memories are when Tommy and I would participate in the Thursday night show with a duck hunt auction for Rummel Alumni Association. Listening this morning from Starkville, Mississippi at the Mississippi Ducks Unlimited State Convention. All right, thanks to all of you who texted in, took the time to shoot us a text, and congratulate us on our 35th anniversary of the Outdoor Show. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here again. I want to remind you, please, if you're interested in, if you've sighted manatees, it's not too late, and we would like to get your report. We'll tell you how to do that. If you tune in at 11 to noon, we're going to have Dr. Ruth Carmichael on as our guest host. Filling in for Newell Norman on the show from 10 to 1 on our flagship station, WWL. Of course, next Saturday, I will be back again, starting heading for our 36th consecutive year of bringing the Outdoor Show to your truck, to your car, to your camp, to your home, to your bedroom in some of your instances. And we certainly love doing it. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and a big, big thanks to the many sponsors over this 35 years. If there were no sponsors, there'd be no show, and we are very thankful for them. And also thanks to Cullen Steele, doing a great job pushing the buttons when we need to get in and out, and we'll be back to do it again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
35 years of this show on the network today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for all your text messages. We've got one from another Alabama listener, the Backstrap Stacker. He says, you've been part of my Saturday routine since 2010. Congratulations on 35 years. And right behind that is another Alabama listener, Wingbone, the guy that makes those wonderful Wingbone turkey calls. He's congratulating us on the show. And another says, happy anniversary. I'm neither a hunter or a fisherman, but yours was the first radio show I heard when I moved to New Orleans from Los Angeles the day after May flood in 1995, just looking for that comfortable Louisiana lilt, and am still listening. I'll tell you, that's one of the best compliments I can get, when someone says, I'm not a hunter fisherman, I just enjoy listening to your show. That tells me a lot, and it's very kind of you to say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. When we come back, we're going to tell you about not a bad boy of the outdoors, a bad girl of the outdoors. It's next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are. Well, on Thursday, July 18th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries senior agents Austin Anderson and Troy Otan cited a Galliano woman for allegedly violating spotted sea trout regulations in Lafourche Parish. On patrol in Leeville, they made contact with Dina Bourne, who was having a pretty good day fishing. But it took a turn for the worse, because during their inspection, Bourne was found to be in possession of 55 speckled trout, all under the legal size of 13 inches. Of course, the limit per day per person is 15, putting Dina 40 over the limit, all illegal size. The agents seized the trout, donated them to a local charity, but not before issuing citations for possessing over 50 spotted sea trout and for possessing undersized trout that could result in a maximum fine of up to $1,300 plus another $1,593 in civil restitution for the replacement value of the fish, making a total possible fine of $2,893 and up to 120 days in women's prison for 56-year-old Dina Bourne of Galliano, Louisiana, a bad girl of the outdoors. Not that often we get a bad girl, but we get one every now and then, and Dina certainly qualifies. Got a little greedy there. All right, getting back to your text messages as we celebrate 35 years of this program. This one says, happy anniversary. Listen, since 89, at times over the years, life's challenges didn't allow me to hunt and fish, but I always had the outdoor show to look forward to. Made me feel like I was still part of what I missed so much. Congratulations and thanks, Don. Well, I really appreciate that. It makes me feel good to be able to do that for you, keep you involved in the outdoors. That's from Pat. All right, we have this one. The Bayou Liberty Bass Tournament weigh-in has been over 10 pounds. Shrimp and small pogies are in the bayou, and the fish are eating them up. The old people talked about good water brings in the fish, the bait, and then the fish and the crabs follow up Bayou Liberty. That's from our buddy Big Mike. Here's a message. Sorry to hear of Dutch Prager's passing. As a subcontractor for my company, McElroy Machine, which manufactured shrimp boat winches, Dutch introduced me to float plane fishing the Chandelier Islands. That's from Big H in Biloxi. I didn't know Dutch was a Chandelier Island flyout fisherman. No, I guess I'll learn more and more about him all the time. Bull Reds on Car Drive, eating mullets. That's from Jimmy D. Car Drive is the canal that is runs parallel to the eastern, well, the northern shore of Lake Pontchartrain around Slidell, and the canal actually feeds into Lake Pontchartrain. And this time of the year, as the brackish water gets a little saltier, it attracts a number of saltwater fish up into the bayou and Carr Drive, which also produces some pretty good catches of freshwater fish. I've caught bass and brim and speckled trout and reds all at the same time there. Great little place. Thanks for the report, Jimmy D. And we have this one says, happy anniversary, Don. I woke up early one Saturday morning, turned on my local radio station app, and you were on. I've been listening ever since. Living in South Alabama, I grew up fishing the Tom Bigby River and hunting in the woods with my dad. I thoroughly enjoy your show. That's from the Baldwin County, Alabama teacher. Well, thanks for that. We appreciate it. And here's one that says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 2020. Really enjoy your show. From Kenna, brah. Heard that expression before. And here's one from text 9330. Says, started listening early 1990s. Hunting with your brother Dave, calling from the blinds in Venice. Yeah, I do remember those days, and actually made a hunt with my brother Dave and you down there. All right, we got more of these texts coming. We got more fishing reports. I'm going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert down at the tip of the booth from Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report is next on the celebration of 35 years on the air of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit, but I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a, what did I hear went on down there? They had a, somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay and they found an island and they were going to camp on it and they didn't secure the boat and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
They forget about tides, huh? You know, people, they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it. And they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is. But it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah. Well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment and then go out there and just find them, you know, use the waypoints, drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go towards Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice. And,
you're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, broncos and bulls and stuff, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Which category
that's
right. Are you
one
in?
The biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh? Yeah,
I used to play with that when I was young, but Yeah, I used to play with that when I was young, but, man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing to me how, you know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah. What brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students and just probably had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right, well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, you know, we'll see you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen the last 3 weeks. I haven't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hadn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge a thunderstorm. They just little pop-ups, so you can get around them pretty easy. But
right.
It's been great. And
if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right, if you decide to get on one of those Broncos, send me the video.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right. Well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
Right, my friend. We'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to as many of your texts as we can. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. Thank you for sending them to 504-260-1870. And we're going to talk about manatees. I'm going to be doing that on a guest host program. Coming up Monday, I'll talk to you more about my conversation coming up with Dr. Ruth Carmichael. Have you ever seen a manatee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Gulf waters? We'll talk to her about it and let you find out more about the Manatee Sighting Network on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Coming up after this timeout. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts. And I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they are asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10. And we're also going to talk about the U.S. Secret Service at noon. Oh, joy. Looking forward to all of that. All right. I want to thank all of you who sent in your texts as we celebrate our 35th anniversary. I got some more coming in. A lot of people remembering Teofile Bourgeois, one of the famous favorite field reporters, unfortunately killed in a plane crash, much, much too young. Here's a text says, miss you playing Louisiana Saturday night. Well, if you listen when we start the show, that's been our theme song all along. That the One Shot is that been listening since 1995. Thank you, One Shot. Appreciate it. Snake Doctor wishing us many more years on the radio. He's enjoyed the show since 2006. Someone saying Dean is up early. LOL. Yeah, Dean is an interesting combination. When you are a professional musician and a hunter, I don't know when the guy sleeps because he has late night gigs and he answers the bell to go hunting early the next morning. That's Dean Galatas, who I bird hunt with. Great guy, great friend. All right, here's one from the Weave. He's fishing Jack Crevel this morning from the kayak. He says, let's do another 35. Well, I'm not sure we can make that. And here's another Alabama listener. My dad and uncle would play your show every weekend if we were fishing or not. Now they're both gone, and I'm playing your show while I take my kids out. Great shows. Keep it up. Hope you have many more years. Have a good day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. Here's a text from Gator Boy in Baton Rouge. Congratulations on 35 years. Been listening for about 10 years. Your interactions with Tofio will always be my favorite memories listening to the show. And a lot of people share that with you. Here's a question. Why is Louisiana known for such great seafood? Well, that's pretty obvious because we have it. And I think you're asking maybe why we have it. And, of course, it's the blend of salt, brackish, and fresh water. That combination is very nutrient and rich. And it's an estuary for many, many species, a great variety of seafood. And we are very fortunate. Here's one says, let Brandon, I guess that's Brendan, know they're only catching small reds because they heard about the size limit, too. I've seen some with their tails pointed downward. I think they're afraid of being too long. Here's one says, not a hunter or a fisherman either, but I listen every Saturday when I'm out jogging, that you read several of my texts over the years. Thank you. Congratulations. And yet another, thank you for sharing your experience with this gal. I've learned a lot about the outdoors because of the show. Glad to hear we provided that service. And here's one that says, I moved to Cutoff, Bayou Cutoff in 2005. I'll never forget tuning in the U-Haul at Jack's Exxon early Saturday morning, and all the old-timers were talking Cajun French. I'm thinking I've went and moved to a place I can't speak the language. Listening since 2008. Love the show, the people, the food. That's from the Redneck Cajun. Wishing you many more years. Hook 'em up. Jesse in Lafayette says, been a listener for 25-plus years. Remember listening with my son on the way to hunting and fishing trips. And here's one says, pretty sure I've been listening from the beginning. My favorite memories are when Tommy and I would participate in the Thursday night show with a duck hunt auction for Rummel Alumni Association. Listening this morning from Starkville, Mississippi at the Mississippi Ducks Unlimited State Convention. All right, thanks to all of you who texted in, took the time to shoot us a text, and congratulate us on our 35th anniversary of the Outdoor Show. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here again. I want to remind you, please, if you're interested in, if you've sighted manatees, it's not too late, and we would like to get your report. We'll tell you how to do that. If you tune in at 11 to noon, we're going to have Dr. Ruth Carmichael on as our guest host. Filling in for Newell Norman on the show from 10 to 1 on our flagship station, WWL. Of course, next Saturday, I will be back again, starting heading for our 36th consecutive year of bringing the Outdoor Show to your truck, to your car, to your camp, to your home, to your bedroom in some of your instances. And we certainly love doing it. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and a big, big thanks to the many sponsors over this 35 years. If there were no sponsors, there'd be no show, and we are very thankful for them. And also thanks to Cullen Steele, doing a great job pushing the buttons when we need to get in and out, and we'll be back to do it again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.